This is a Triple J podcast.
Pip and I are a tiny bit late to chatting to you right now, recording, because we've just spent, we should really be like researching and planning this episode, but we spent like 2 hours just looking up Coachella.
I am so obsessed with the Coachella weekends. They are my favorite thing in the calendar to hop on to Instagram and TikTok to look at all the different performances. So just quickly, let's talk about it.
Yes.
Doja Cat.
We spent so long just watching her like snippets because we don't have time to watch the hour and a half. But like I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to go home, get cozy, get in bed and just watch the whole thing. But she absolutely ate. She was so hot.
Yeah.
When she did Streets. Oh my God.
When she threw the bottle down, like that bottle of Jack, yes. And it just smashed. I was like, gagged. Also, the No Doubt reunion was really cool. Gwen Stefani still got it, obviously. Kind of weird when she was doing the push-ups, but I was like, you know, slay, girly. She was great. And also, let's talk about the fits. That was kind of the main thing I was doing over the weekend. I go onto TikTok, literally type in Coachella fits. And like-
What just, did you find?
Oh, some really- bad ones, like James Charles. Like, I hate to say that I'm bringing up James Charles in our podcast, but like, he is, if you don't know who he is, like an old school YouTuber, beauty content creator, got into a lot of trouble a couple of years ago with some very unhinged things, which we won't get into right now because it's like a whole can of worms. But, you know, he's back in the public eye and he's been to Coachella like 6 times. So he's always like
a veteran.
Yeah, he always makes a thing about like his fits. And every year I'm like, they're so bad. I just go straight to them because I know I'm going to hate it.
I had a weekend away, not on socials. So I haven't like looked at any of the outfits. I haven't looked at any of much of the stuff that's come from Coachella apart from this morning with you when I was just like, oh my God, snippets like Doja and what's her face? Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh yeah. That's your homework tonight.
This is my homework tonight.
Go watch the whole Doja and go onto TikTok and look at the fits. You'll love it.
Okay, enough about Coachella.
Let's get into this episode.
Yeah, excited to do this chat with you today because, I don't know, Pip and I feel quite polarized by this. We're going to be talking about breakup sex and whether it's ever a good idea, like whether it's something that could be potentially healing for you or if it's just harmful. It's something that's going to keep you, I don't know, in the breakup feels. So,
and hint, you were completely split down the middle on this. So let's get into it.
Yes, obviously, we put this up on our Instagram and you, like Pip said, were completely divided. Firstly, though, we did ask you if you've done it before and 63% of you said yes, 37% of you said no. So it's a common thing.
Yeah, it's very, very common. And we asked you if you've done it before, would you say it was a good experience or did you regret it? Here's the kicker. 49% of you said it was a good experience and 51% said big regret. Really splitting hairs on this. Mm-hmm. And the DMs that we got for this D were so varied, so interesting. But before we get into that, let's talk about you. Have you ever done breakup sex?
I haven't. Obviously haven't been in a relationship for a long, long time and I'm currently in one. So my previous relationships, I was very much like split and run. I am the type of person that's like, once I'm done, I'm done. But in hindsight now, I kind of am like, oh, maybe I was really harsh with that. Like I kind of regret it a little bit. I just think that when you have sex with someone for the last time, you never really know what's going to be the last time. Mm. And so I don't know. I just kind of think that it would have been nice in hindsight to have had sex and celebrate the relationships or end the relationships in a way where you both kind of knew it was ending, whereas I didn't really know it was going to end when it ended for both of them.
Yeah. So you wanted sort of like a closure moment, a nice like kiss goodbye moment.
I reckon.
Yeah.
I think that's why I'm kind of in the camp of like I think it can be a really nice way to reflect on your relationship, celebrate your relationship, conclude your relationship, say goodbye to each other.
Yeah.
But I do totally understand like – that it can get messy, which we'll get into.
Yeah, I'm definitely in like the messy camp and I'm like very cautious about it. I have done it maybe like once or twice and I've regretted it. It was just like a lightning rod to bring up a lot of like feelings and hurt and emotions. And especially like, I think in those moments, I was probably still into those people and didn't want to say goodbye. And this was like me grasping at straws, trying to be like, no, I don't want to like this to end. And like, maybe they'll change their mind if I put on like a really good performance. Oh, yeah. Like, maybe they'll love me again. But yeah, I think that's also a personality thing for me. Like, I definitely feel like I attach feelings with sex.
Yes.
So I think that doesn't help.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm in the cautious camp.
So you think that breakup sex is harmful and you shouldn't do it?
Whereas you think it's healing, which is so you. You're literally like, I'm writing my ex's love letters. I'm saying like, you know, thank you so much for everything. And I'm like giving them this like beautiful healing moment. Whereas I'm literally like, no, like, fuck this. I can't do
it. I'm out.
I'm going to go eat some chocolate. But yeah, it's interesting because yeah, this was, like we said, split down the middle. So do you want to start with like the negatives, I guess?
Yeah, let's start with you getting in touch where you had a pretty cooked experience with breakup sex. So Harriet was someone who sent us a voice memo.
Wouldn't recommend. It was harrowing, basically. There was no love there. The spark was just gone. It was just like, because we both knew it would be the last time, I guess it was like sad, and that it was like completely disconnected, and it felt like I was like having sex with a different person. It was so weird and terrible, and I definitely wouldn't recommend.
Harrowing. That's, she said,
interesting,
strong word,
talking about her feeling like it was a different person.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I feel like sometimes in a breakup, yeah, you do feel that. You feel like it's really confusing when it also depends on why you broke up.
Mm.
But it can be confusing because you might be like, you're not the person I thought you were. So you might have that energy towards the person.
So we got a DM from Jack who told us about his experience with this. And he was also in the sort of same mindset of like, don't do it because the other person might get the wrong idea.
Personally, I've been in that situation and it has ended horrendously, where I've had sex with a partner after we've broken up and they thought it was an invitation to get back together. Kind of led to all these, you know, hurt feelings, complications around that. And I don't know, like, it kind of made the whole situation 10 times worse.
That's the thing, is what are you having breakup sex for? Because I feel like there's a few types of breakup sex. There's the sex where you don't expect it to happen, and then there's the breakup sex where you're both kind of making it happen.
Mm.
So, like, without a conversation. Yeah.
I mean, that's like the kind of the big question of this whole podcast. Like, why are you doing it? Like, really, realistically, are you trying to like say goodbye, or are you trying to hold on to something that's not there? Like, really figure out like, why are you fucking this person when you're like, we're going separate ways?
Through a breakup, yeah.
Yeah. We got this one from Tia as well. This was like, I can so imagine me going through this.
It started out great and we were having kind of like the time of our lives, and you know, chemistry was back, everything was good, in a good place, and then it kind of just like hit me right in the middle of it, and I felt this huge wave of emotion, and yeah, couldn't stop the tears. So it's safe to say like the sex stopped after that. But yeah, it was really kind of like a roller coaster, and looking back, would not do it again. I think it was definitely a way to make things worse. Would not recommend. If you're thinking about it, absolutely don't go there.
She was, we got a DM, I remember, here from someone called Nessa, I think, and they said after they came, they cried for 15 minutes, and that the partner was like fully dressed by the time that they stopped crying.
Oh my God, it's like my worst nightmare. Okay, so obviously I know that you're big on this healing journey. You're meant to go through this together and it's like really, really good. But I found somebody who agrees with me. Claire reckons this does not help the healing journey at all.
Breakup sex, whether it's while you're breaking up, soon after, or continually after, not a huge fan of it. I think it's just prolonging the journey of getting over that person. I don't think that breakup sex is helpful in the healing journey post-breakup.
So I think that we've heard from experts before about like going cold turkey on people, right?
It's
a good way to get over them.
Yeah. Yes. It's Dr. Guy Winch, who we did an episode with a couple of years ago about breakups and the best way to heal a broken heart. And he did say, unfortunately, the best way is just like no contact and to try and cut them out of your life, I guess in a nice way if it's an amicable breakup. But you know, we did just speak to Alexis Fernandez recently about breakups, and that you can find that episode in your feed. And she said that to rewire the brain, she's a neuroscientist, and she said to rewire the brain through a breakup is the best thing you can do by creating new memories. So not doing stuff that's similar. And I guess if you are having sex with them again, that is something that you're doing that you've like, your brain's going to associate with the relationship and not with the breakup.
That's a good point. I guess that kind of lends with what you're coming through with. Speaking of, let's do some positives.
Yeah, because I think in saying all of that, I do still think that there is, if we're talking about a one-off, I want to clarify that I don't think you should continuously sleep with your ex. But if we're talking about a one-off bang, fuck, whatever, like to like solidify the relationship, to give yourself some closure, to celebrate it. I don't know. I'm like, obviously breakups are really sad, and we did hear from Tia, who cried, and that it might bring up those emotions. But on the other hand, it might bring up some really positive emotions, and you might have some clarity around the breakup and how you're feeling. And this was something that Amanda sent us a voice memo about.
So I've done the breakup sex before, and it's been both a good and bad experience, but that didn't really matter because to me, it helps clarify things for me and allows me to identify how I actually feel about that person post-relationship and post all the rose-coloured glasses. And then that would allow me to move on, even if it did make me miss them, even if it was amazing. I'd rather do it so I'm not left wondering what could have been or what could have happened.
Okay, that's a fair point. I like that. I mean, I feel like I'm not as mature as that.
I think most people, I can say all of this, but I don't actually think that I'd realistically be able to do it. But like in a dream world, if you're having a really amicable, nice breakup and you've just two people who have fallen out of love, or your relationship's changing, or you're moving on and you're growing apart, like why not do something to celebrate or like to at least acknowledge?
Yeah.
Or to say goodbye.
It's like a bookend, I guess. And I think that's how Penny felt as well. It was also clarifying for her.
A few years ago, I broke up with a partner who I found out had been cheating on me. And we had been together for about 4 years, and I thought we were going to get married, so it was devastating. It was a really unhealthy relationship. And after we broke up, I realized I had completely built my whole identity around him. So I just lost my whole sense of self. So when he came back to me saying that he was sorry and he wanted to change, I really wanted to believe it because I was so lost without him. We ended up talking about things for a long time, and finally we ended up having breakup sex. And actually it was really clarifying. I thought that the sex would draw me back into the grip of whatever our relationship was, but it actually helped me to realize that it was not the right thing for me and I did not want to get back together at all. Which was not what he wanted from the sex. But for me, it was really, really helpful.
Okay, Penny might be changing my mind.
Wow. That's even coming out of a relationship where the person cheated. Interesting. Which kind of makes me think that maybe it can be the ultimate closure. I mean, the feelings that you feel after could go either way. You could feel just like Penny felt and be like, bro, fuck off. Like, this is great. I'm over you now. Or you could feel like, oh, I made a mistake. But I feel like you'll feel something, you know? And and that'll help you hopefully figure out what you want to do moving forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what you're saying, like, you can, like, emotions aren't bad. I think I'm probably coming at this from like a bit of like, I'm trying to protect myself, but you're like, you're sort of saying, and what other people have experienced, it's like, even though you feel sad, it was the right thing to do to just understand yourself in that moment.
Yeah. It might bring up some stuff that will only ever really help you learn more about yourself.
Okay. So Yani got in touch with us with this closure sort of aspect of it. And I really want you to hear it.
I was with my ex for 4 years. You know, looking back, our relationship was always on his terms, his time frames. Sexually, it was always about him. when we broke up, he wanted to stay friends, which I did. And then, you know, I went through that phase where I was like, oh no, I regret it. I want to get him back. Hey, come over and let's hook up. No strings attached. And then he walked through my front door and I've gone, wow, I really don't want anything to do with you. I don't even want to be your friend. We hooked up. I absolutely used him, disregarded anything he asked or wanted, kicked him out afterwards, and this switch just flicked off in my head. I was able just to block him on every platform and move on. It was just amazing. Like, I think it's a great thing.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. You know what I just realized? Between Yanni and Penny, it was a transference of power.
Yes.
That was like, I guess that surprised both of them, because like Penny was like, I thought I might fall into the trap of like falling in love with them again. But then she was like, ew, no. And then Yanni was like, he treated me like shit. I took the power back by getting exactly the fuck I wanted at the end and was like, fuck you, see you later. Oh, damn. Wait, am I changing my mind? Wait, that's crazy.
Like we've been saying, you'll figure something out. I don't know what it will be.
You just have to know if you're strong enough to live with it. You know what I mean?
I'm like, don't continuously have sex with an ex.
Yes.
But if we're talking about a one-off.
I think you could handle a one-off.
Yeah, depending.
But are you strong enough to make sure it's a once and one and done? Root True. And boot. Unless True. You're like mentally like, no, I think I might keep going back. Which I think a lot of people, you know, in our DMs were saying that for sure. Okay, Jasper got in touch as well.
So about a month after me and my ex broke up, we met up for the infamous closure chat. And not long into it, we both expressed that we really wanted to have breakup sex, but with the condition that this was going to be the last time we were ever going to have sex. So when we did have sex, it was the most fiery, passionate, probably hot sex we've ever had. And it was awesome. Like we kind of explored fantasies of that we'd never explored before. And then after we were done, we held hands, we took a deep breath, and then I left and I felt really warm and fuzzy inside. Like, it was just a beautiful, consensual, respectful and fun end to our relationship, I would say.
Okay, that's what I've been trying to say. Jasper has absolutely nailed what I am trying to get across, but so much better and more eloquent. That's exactly what I think breakup sex could be. And I'm not saying it's going to be that every time, but in a dream world with two mature, emotionally intelligent people who have discussed the boundaries of it being once and once only, and the intention being to say goodbye and have closure, if you set up the dynamic so it's that, then I feel like it's going to only be an outcome like Jasper's. And like he said, it's going to be fucking hot.
Yeah, we had so many DMs about this. People were like, no matter what, you're going to get the best fuck of your life. You heard from Jack earlier, right? Well, he was in the negative camp. He was like, don't recommend. It was like really brutal. But he did have to say this.
The sex itself was fucking amazing, and there's nothing like having sex with someone that you are, you know, so intimate and passionate with, and you know each other. So like, from that side of it, it was a really good experience. The aftermath, definitely don't recommend. That was horrendous. But if I was put in the same situation again, I would probably fuck them again.
Like, wasn't great, but
I'll go back, would do that again. I found that so funny. Like, just, yeah, he was like, horrendous, but 10 out of 10, would do again.
What's the bet that, like, when he's mazzing, or I don't know, when people mazz, they, like, would go back to breakup sex? I feel like that'd be on rotation.
Oh, my God, no. We literally had a DM about this. Somebody was like, oh, I still use that in the wank bank.
100%.
Yeah.
So I think we can conclude that it's probably going to be hot. A lot of feelings are going to come out of this. Some good, some bad, some clarifying, some closure, maybe some not so much closure, but there's a lot to learn through breakup sex.
I think the potential for this is really good. In like writing, it sounds really good, and we've obviously heard from you where it can be really good and really bad, but yeah.
You're still like, nah.
I know.
You're like, nah.
I don't know. I think I'm just like the cutoff kind of like no contact kind of person when a breakup happens.
Yeah.
But you know what? After hearing everyone's like thoughts and experiences on this, I'm like, maybe I should just try it. Maybe I need to be like less staunch on my beliefs on this. I definitely think you and everyone else who DM'd us like definitely helped. But yeah, just make sure you communicate before you do it.
Please. Yes. I think like we heard, it's all about the intention, chat about it, make sure you're on the same page and just like be ready for, like you heard, some stuff to come up potentially.
Yeah.
Thank you to, we had so many DMs on this, honestly. Thank you to everyone who sent us a voice memo, a message. This is the only way that we can do these episodes for you every week is because you fucking join in.
You're part of the process, part of the pod. Your, you know, success is our success, vice versa. We won an award because of you. Thank you so much.
Oh my God. Should we mention that every episode we can?
I feel like we hadn't mentioned it in ages.
We haven't spoken about the award in a long time.
It's been like 6 months, so I thought I'd bring it up again. But anyway, yeah, love you all. Thank you so much. And if you want to join in on the conversation, at Triple J, The Hookup is where you can find us on Instagram. Or if you're old school, you can email us, thehookup@abc.net.au.
Okay, bye. Bye.